Okay, let's carry on. Let's carry on. So, Mishin Pei Vav. We are up to Seif Dalet. Seif Dalet, which is the top of page 510. We started yesterday the conversation, the question and the discussion. What is exactly a Shittuv Mavos? And we learned the definition of a Shittuv Mavos is... Shittuv Mavos? That's right. Joining Mavos, joining Chatzeros together. One Chatzah has various batim. If you do that, if you enclose, if you marry that, that's Eruv Chatzeros. If you take a few Chatzeros, a few courtyards, and you merge them, that's called a Shittuv Mavos. All right. Now, we learned that in principle, there's quite a lot of comparisons, and they're very, very similar. There's not much difference between Eruv Chatzeros and Shittuv Mavos. But one of the differences is, what can you make it out of? What do you do in Erev Chatzeres? What is it? What's the food that you use normally? Yeah. Matzahs. Now, with regards to a Shittuv Mavos, you can be a little bit more flexible. What is used in a Shittuv Mavos? And that's what we're going to be learning in Seif Dalet and in Seif Hei. So, page 510 on top. And Mishtatzim b'chol mine maichel, you can use any food. Yes, any food will do. Even if you take 4 or 5 types of food, mitzvahing, they add up. Lemozoin shtei seudas for two meals. We learned that how much Erev Chatzeros food do you need to allow people to carry? How much food does it need to be? 1 kilo, 2 kilo. How much? Yeah, what did he say? Yeah. That's right, that's it. So, if you have enough for 2 meals, if it's sufficient for 2 meals, then that's enough for even if you've got 1,000 people there. If there's, yeah. 2 meals for 1 person. 2 people, that's enough for even if there's 1,000 people there. So we're learning now, the same will be with the Shittuv Mavos. Use, even if you have four or five types of, so a bit of potatoes, with a bit of schnitzel, with a bit of rice, I'm just giving away what we had for supper, so I'm saying it's lav dafke. It could be anything, and if you have so if it's enough for mozen shtei seudos, if it's enough for 2 meals, that will be enough. So joined all together, if it's enough, that is 2 meals. If you've got enough for 2 meals, then that will be enough for a Shittuv Mavos. Now, what foods are okay? So here we're learning. We said b'chol mine maichel. Does that really mean all types of foods? Does really all type of foods qualify for Shittuv Mavos? All types of food? The answer is no, not really. The conventional types of food will be okay. So if you've got your pizza and your schnitzel and you think that's all, but there's exceptions. So what are they? B'chol mine maichel mishtalf. You can use any types of food, but chutz meh. Now comes the following exceptions: chutz meh gudonyos shehukshu lezera. Cherries and berries, which are hukshu lezer, which are hard and stiff ready for lezer, you can plant them already, you can see that already. It says Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Nyud Ches, shehukshu lezer, they are dried and hard for planting. Lo yitzel loyma, shehukshu akalochim keit, it's as hard as a piece of wood, dried out, shekvar tzomach bohem zera vekoshim lachili, they're not really edible anymore, so if they're just barely edible. So that's no good. So Mugudonia Shukshul has got cherries and berries, which are really, really stone hard. You can't use that for Shittuv Mavos. Tavlin, which is spices. Poilin Yevashin, which is... Pardon? What is pulse?
Beans.
Yes, beans, that's right. Poilin Yevashin is, yeah, that's beans. They are uncooked. Mishnah Berurah have cotton chav who poil in yevashin she'ein nechonin k'mo she'ein chayin. You can't eat them raw, those beans. Elo l'acha b'shum, they need to be cooked. Uve'inon she'roi l'achal l'achshav. And the rule is, with regards to the Shittuv Mavos, they must be edible, and they must be edible now. And poil in yevashin needs to be cooked, and if they're not cooked, they're not edible. La'atze b'tzolim. What's ale b'tzolim? Onion leaves, that's right. Shall we go to Erichzech if they're still small and therefore very, very strong? Onion leaves. Do you like onions? Onions, it's very nice. No, but if they're short still and very young, then they are too strong. So onion leaves will not be a will not be a shidum of os. V'loi chmein v'pitrius, what's that? Chmein v'pitrius are mushrooms. What's wrong with mushrooms? I understand onions are no good because you can't eat them. I understand pollination are no good because they're uncooked. But what's wrong with mushrooms? Ah, they go off quickly. But whilst they're, but here we're learning even if they are before they're off. You're saying they go off very quickly, but as long as they're not off, what would you say? Here it looks like even if they are fresh, it's a problem. It's a question. Because look at the Mishnah, we've gotten Chof Gimel, Kmeim B'Pityas, Afilim U'Vusholim, even if they are cooked. Don't tell me the reason why mushrooms are no good because they aren't cooked and they are raw and they can't be eaten. That's not the reason. Because even if they're cooked up, they're no good. So what's the reason? Fatam shein odom, rogelis mechalem, people don't tend to eat them. Lemach masud, lemach masliftan. Velaim burn and lebeakur, people don't eat them generally. Mushrooms are not eaten. They're just like random fruit. People don't generally eat mushrooms. What do you think about this reason? People will not eat mushrooms, elabakoi, only irregularly. They're not normally part of a meal. What do you think about that? Mushrooms part of a meal or not? No, so the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say what you're saying. It doesn't say it's tofel. The words are, people will not rely on them normally. They're not going to be part of a meal. And people are not even going to eat them at a side dish. They're only going to be eaten randomly. You don't normally eat mushrooms. Is that true? No. It's not true. Nowadays, it's not true. I think people eat mushrooms. Will you eat mushroom part of a meal? Of course you will, right? So this Mishnah, this halacha, I don't know if mushrooms, if mushrooms, it's normal food. So what he said, but so it's interesting that even cooked mushrooms are not acceptable. And the reason is because they're not normally part of a meal. You could argue nowadays this is different. And I think that some poskim can actually do mention that. But according to Shulchan Aruch, mushrooms is not good for the Shidduch Mavos. Lo bekanfius, what's that? These are bad dates. Okay, I hear that. They're not very edible, so leave them out. Mishnah Bosef Kotten Chav Dalet, lo bekanfius, hem tmorim roim, bad dates, shaloi bushle kotzogin hem before they cooked. Vloi ba adoshim, what's the adoshim?
Lentils.
What's wrong with lentils?
They're not edible.
V'loy bechitim v'so'irim, what's that? Wheat and barley. What's wrong with them? They're not edible, that's right. It's not good shittim v'vos. V'loy b'yorok, and not with a vegetable, shuk boshle v'loy boshle, which is semi-cooked. That's a very interesting one. What does that mean? That it means that if there's foods, let's talk about carrots. Can you eat carrots raw? Can you eat carrots cooked? Yeah, sure you can. But what happens in between? The stage between cooked and after, they're not raw anymore, they're not cooked. What happens then? I've never tried it. Paro Shulchan Aruch is teaching us over here is that there is a stage that it's not edible. Boshil v'loy boshil. That's the stage in between. So raw, they're fine, and cooked, they're fine, but there's one stage that they're not edible. Have you ever experienced that? I haven't. I've never actually experienced it. But have you ever seen semi-baked carrots? Have you ever experienced semi-baked carrots? Are they edible or not? They are edible. Shulchan Aruch says that if it's boshel v'lo boshel, they are not edible. And it comes to a point. What other food is like that? I think there's apples as well. Apples is also food. What other food can be... So apples obviously can be eaten uncooked. Mushrooms as well. Okay, so mushroom we've spoken about, that seems to be an exception. But let's talk about apples for a minute. Yeah, apples can be eaten cooked and can be eaten raw. Is there a stage between that it's not edible? Well, the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that there is such a stage. It's very nega for Hilchos Bishul as well. Boshel v'lo boshel is a general concept in Shas. Boshel v'lo boshel. Which other food item can you think of which is it can be eaten raw and can be eaten cooked? Raw and cooked.
It's not normally eaten that way. It probably is edible, but you don't have
to. That's interesting. Oh.
If you can have it cooked properly, I'm not going to eat it.
Do you know what? I think that you're right. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying what you're saying. I don't know. Tell me how you learned the Mishnah Berurah. It could be that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Sevkot n'chof vav. Shul boshel v'loy boshel. Shekoshen n'lachila. If it's in that stage, it seems to be koshin en la'achila, which basically means not particularly tasty. It's a bit hard to eat. It's not particularly nice. Avol boshel gamre, but if it's cooked completely, oy chay legamre, or raw, totally raw, ma'avim b'hem, they're fine. They're good for eruv. So v'daf kirok shdakan lechon chayin. Obviously, we're talking about foods which can be eaten raw. So you're right. I think I agree with your interpretation, Rabbi Kagan, that there is, of course, they're edible in between as well. Of course, if you've got semi-baked carrots, semi-cooked carrots, semi-cooked apples, they are edible, but they're not particularly nice. People won't normally eat them like this. So that's why they're not good for an eruv, or for shit of mavos, rather. Loi b'mayim levadom, back to Shulchan Aruch, water in its own is also not acceptable for an shit of mavos. Loi b'melech levadoi, and not salt alone. Don't use for shit of mavos, but of salt. Avol im ervon yachad, but if it is, if they're joined together, you've got salt, water, just like we have on. Then, mishtatfim b'hem, they are acceptable for shit of mavos. I don't see why it's such a great shit of mavos item. Mishnebu tells us, sefkot n'chofches, sheroi l'afes bo izapas, because it is, people will normally will use salt water for adding to the bread. Do you sometimes have salt water to your bread? Do you put challah in salt water? No, I wouldn't either. But Mishnah was saying, seems to be saying that it's a fine thing to do. We should try that, maybe.
You know what it means? I thought maybe it means a bit of mind over. It means you have to have something with it. Pass the mind once and pass the metaphor.
That's what he means. So what does he mean? What does Mishnah Bura say? Shall all the office boys pass? Pass is anyway fine. I don't need melach to it. Huh? Pass is anyway good. It's perfect. What's the chiddush then? I don't need a melach to the pass. Typically, that's the pass. But if you have the water together with the salt, then mishtafim b'hem, you can use it. And Mishnah says because you can use it to your bread. Some say that salt water is no good only if you add oil. Then that looks to me like a concoction, I must say. Now I have salt water with oil. How's that going to taste? Yeah? Okay, but you can make a shit with it. If you're really stuck, take water, add salt, and add oil, and see how it goes. So that's acceptable. Yes, you can use spices for a shit of mavos. Why? Why suddenly are we holding that? Why is this opinion holding that spices is acceptable for shit of mavos? Interesting Mishnah Berurah here. Interesting Mishnah Berurah. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. Spices. Will you eat spices on its own?
No.
So why is it good for shittim avos? Mishnah Berurah tells interesting. Because since you will add spices to your food, so therefore choshev ulaarev boi it's choshev. It's choshev. V'shur chatzivis, you have to add chatzivis. What's a good spice? What's a good spices? What's a good spice? Leave out salt, excluding salt. Another one. Yeah? Okay. So, if you just take that in its own, it's got chashivas. It's true that spices are very often, they cost and they are important, they are well. So, the spices are, it's got chashivas. So, therefore, tavlin, according to this opinion, can be used for shidduch mavos. I want to say, if it's okay, it's an amazing way of doing a shidduch mavos because you easily have. You can have only a little bit of it, and you've got covered two meals. We learned earlier that you need to have sufficient for two meals, and if you've got sufficient for two meals, you can cover the whole town. You can do shidduch mavos for New York City, plus London, plus you need for two meals. So now, if you're talking about rice, two meals. Worth of rice is quite a lot. If you're talking about bread, matzahs, it's a certain amount. Tavlin, imagine how much tavlin you need for two meals. So if it works, and we're going to see something that makes a massive enough commitment for the next eve, that you need to have enough for two meals. So if tavlin is good, according to last opinion, you need to use, you have much less, which will cover for the Muslim two Seudas. Okay, fine. We're going to stop over here. Let's just go over what we learned this evening. We learned Siv Dalet, which tells us that any food is acceptable. Henit Vamaychel is acceptable. As long as you've got Mosen Shtus Seudos. Then we learned that there's various exceptions. The exceptions are cherries and berries, well, tavlin, which are spices, poil innovation, which is. What's poil innovation? Beans. Betzolin. What's that? Onion leaves. That's no good. Lobikmen Vepitis, which is the. Mushrooms. Lobichanfis, which is the bad dates. Lobadoshim, which is the lentils. Lobichitim, which is the wheat and barley. Lobiyorek, Shuboshl, which is the vegetable, which is semi cooked. That's also no good. Water itself is also no good. Salt itself is also no good. But if there are together, then you can, if you're out of them, then you can make an ale with it. And finally, the last opinion was that tavlin is acceptable for a shittim of voice. Okay, that's it for this evening. We'll continue. Be'ez HaShem, Yisbach Shem, we'll see you tomorrow.